Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for the season, for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. We spell that H-U-G-Z. And if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of quick updates. We've got another great 90-minute webinar coming up on Wednesday, February 7th at 9 p.m., with Dr. Raphael Kelman, and his presentation is entitled Kabbalah and Life After Life. This will be a fascinating webinar about states of consciousness and life after life, and we do hope that you'll join us. And our Holiday of the Earth raffle is all set for April 22nd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have 5 chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle are Amy Utzman, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and Dave Campbell. And finally, on Sunday, May 6th, we hope that you'll join us for an afterlife luncheon in Melville, New York. And this is a fundraiser that you won't want to miss. This event features our very own certified medium and author, Kim Russo, and the president of the Forever Family Foundation and author of 9 books, Lloyd Auerbach. And this luncheon and presentation lasts all afternoon. It's going to be from 12 noon until 5 p.m., so be sure to register at our website. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. As you know, it's Mediums and Messages, and if you've listened to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified. And tonight, we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Peretta. In addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot, and in addition to these other areas of his practice, he specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. And of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know that we always love having Joe on the show, so we're happy that he's starting the new year off with us. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Doreen. It's good to be back, as always.
As always, we love having you here. So we have a few minutes to chat before we open up the phone lines, and I always like to ask our guests about mediumship, and you and I have talked about that before because you've been on the show a bunch of times already.
Yeah.
I thought we could talk about something a little bit different tonight, and that is to talk about what it's like when someone reaches out to us for assistance because they have some sort of like spirit activity happening in their home, And I happen to know that you're very familiar with this because you and I have actually done a house clearing together.
Yeah, we did. It was a little crazy.
And I'm going to talk about the backstory of what we did together. But first, tell me what your impressions are like. When you go into someone's home to do this, what is that like for you?
Well, first of all, you kind of have to go into the home with, this is going to sound rich coming from me, but a little skeptical. Because, you know, sometimes it can be explained as, like, the heat coming on or a light from the street shining in. So, you know, I really have to, as much as I listen to what the people are saying who feel that they're having an experience, as you know, when you walk into a place, you have to really feel it out with the energy and with your own intuitive abilities, not so much with your eyes and ears. So it's usually how I go, you know, into it. And then if I feel that there really is an entity there, you know, of course, that's when you have to talk to them and find out what they want to get rid of them.
Right.
You know, they're good, bad, indifferent, they're just hitchhiking, whatever it is, passing through.
Oh, I love that one. I never heard hitchhiking before. That's a good one.
Like hitchhiking a little bit, you know, just like feeding off the people there. Because, as you know, there's so many reasons why a spirit or a ghost, I guess, is the technical term would be for someone who hasn't crossed over, you know, what it would be. And sometimes I find it's like somebody's grandmother who just wants them to know that they're there and they're not paying attention. She's getting, you know, rowdier and louder. So someone will, like, until they acknowledge this woman, you know, it all depends. So you just kind of have to, that's how I go about it. I'm sure most people do the same thing where you just have to trust your gut and what you're really feeling as opposed to what you see. Because sometimes, you know, as always, you can't really judge a book by its cover.
Right. And, you know, it's an interesting experience to do through that. And I've seen you work, and I've done this myself. And just to give our listeners a little bit of background, and also to clarify, because this is not typically the work that Joe and I do as mediums. You know, really our job is to reach above that level of energy and do the best we can to connect you guys, you know, with your loved ones. But sometimes people do reach out to us, and just to mention a little bit about the backstory of what happened with us, I have some good friends here. I live in New Jersey, and they contacted me because they had some activity going on in the house. And Joe and I went there to, you know, just kind of check it out and try to clear the energy. And what was happening was they were trying to get the owners of the house, which is a lovely family, wonderful people, they kept trying to get their attention by standing the broom up in the middle of the kitchen all by itself.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty
crazy.
And so, you know, they're really, I mean, I know you didn't feel anything malevolent there. I didn't either. I think sometimes spirits do this to just really kind of get our attention and let us know that they're around. And, you know, I try to talk to them. I don't know what you do, Joe. I mean, I try
That's most of the time, it's all they want anyway. You know, because people tell me, I've tried sage, I've had a priest come in, I've done this, I've done that. And I'm like, did you just try to talk to them like you would talk to anybody else? Sometimes that's really all they want, is to get their story across or to be acknowledged, and then they'll leave.
Right. And we did sage the home.
Yeah, we did. For good measure,
we walked through it. And, you know, one of the things that I do, and you can say this, if anybody else is going through this, anybody listening into the show tonight, and, you know, you feel like there might be somebody around, the way that I typically handle this is to, number one, acknowledge them. In other words, acknowledge their presence, that they're around. And you can let them know, you can say this out loud, or you could talk to them telepathically. Either way, it's going to get through. And just kind of let them know that their time here is over, and that you've got this covered, and that, you know, whoever's living in the house is going to take care of it, and it's okay. You give them permission. You tell them it's okay to kind of turn and look at that light and just go where their loved ones are. And really, I think that really kind of helps them from here. And I don't know if you
100%.
Envision something kind of the same way.
Yeah, I kind of the same imagery. I even tell people sometimes if because, you know, some people are more ritualistic. Like, I know I'm not very ritualistic at all. What I mean by that is actually performing, like, any kind of ritual. The most I really do is burn sage, talk to them.
Right.
But I will, every now and again, you know, if someone really needs it, you know, you have, like, a rope or a string that people will talk to them, and then you kind of cut it to symbolize, like, the disconnection between you and them, and that they can move forward, so, you know, that people do that. There's all kinds of things that people do, and I think they all work. It's really more about the intention behind it than anything else. If you know, you need something to focus your intention, you could use anything, really. But as long as you're serious about it, when you talk to them, you mean what you say, and it's not just empty words, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so. And I think free form, kind of like what you were just describing, is kind of the best way to go. So, right. You know, if any of you guys out there listening to this, if you've experienced something similar or you feel like there might be a little energy in your house, and I think this is, you know, common and it's in a lot of places, I call it residual energy, you could kind of talk to them and let them know that it's okay to move on. And, you know, their place here is no more in the physical world, and they can kind of move on in spirit. And really, it does help. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I thought our listeners might find that interesting, that yeah. Every once in a while, you know, we're called on to do something a little bit out of
right.
the ordinary.
Unusual yeah. for us.
Yes, definitely unusual for us. Okay, so on that note, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak a little bit more with Joe. We'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or you want a connection with Spirit, give us a call and stay with us, guys. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. So, Joe, we're going to go to our phone lines now. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention quickly, we like to hear your voice, okay? And so for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, I'm going to ask you if you'd like a connection to Spirit. And, of course, we have your first name, but we just want to hear your voice briefly because that really helps us to kind of anchor in and connect with Spirit for you. And you can just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading. All right, so let's get to our first caller. I think we have Denise calling in from New York. Are you with us, Denise?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to have a connection, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, please. I would love to have a connection.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Good, good. I'm from New York, too. You're a fellow New Yorker. I like you already. Okay. So I'm just going to, for the sake of time, I'm just going to throw a lot of stuff at you. First, I do have a female energy stepping forward on the other side. She does have mother energy, so for whenever I get, like, when they first step forward, if they tell me mother, it could be mother, mother-in-law, grandmother, but it's the mother figure on the other side. And she keeps showing me, this is so, I don't know if this is with you or if this is something she has, but she keeps pointing to her eye, like I'm supposed to acknowledge. I don't know if she was, like, blind in one eye or, like, she had an eye issue. I have a funny feeling that actually might be for someone who's here in the physical world that's having, like, the eye stuff that I'm just supposed to acknowledge that they need to get taken care of because I don't either think that they know about it or they're, like, ignoring it or they're putting it off. Would you understand what that is just yet?
I'm thinking that it could be my grandma. She didn't have an issue with her eye, and I don't know anyone in the family that I could think of who has an eye issue, but I'm writing it down because I can't think of everything
down,
right
it
now.
It might be something that, like, is your mom is still here in the physical world?
Yes, she is.
I keep feeling like this is around your mother. So this is probably her. I kind of feel like this is coming through on mom's side of the family, too. It's probably your mother's mother, but she keeps telling me to bring up the eye thing. So even if it's something so stupid, just tell your mother to go to the eye doctor, get it checked out, because I feel like it's something, and we just have to get it over with and get it taken care of.
I will do that.
Now, I'm supposed to talk to you about your grandmother keeps showing me my symbol for when somebody is trying to have a baby but having a little bit of a problem getting pregnant or like hasn't been able to. Is that connected to you or is that like a sister with you? Would you understand that?
Honestly, no. I can't think of anyone in the family.
That's okay. I'll
have
ask
a baby
more.
Right
who
now.
Give me two names. First, you showed me like Rose. So that's like Rose, Rosanna. Would you know who that is? Say grandma's acknowledging. She keeps saying on the other side with her. Do you know who that is? Past Rose?
No, I really don't.
It's okay. Don't stress. I know I'm throwing a lot at you. Well, I'm supposed to know that she's with whoever Rose is. She told me to say that she's with Rose. And she told me that whoever the baby thing is with difficulty having a child, she keeps showing me M-A-R connected to that. And that for me is usually like Mary, Marie, Margaret. I'll take it if it's like the father of whoever that is. So it'll be like Mario. But again, M-A-R. And she said something to me about bringing up, like, next month, February. So whoever this is, it might not exactly be in your family. It could be someone, like, directly connected to you, somebody like that. I'm just supposed to acknowledge that there's a big turning point next month. Like, they keep showing me February. So it's either they
and
find out.
And that's connected to the baby? You're saying February is connected to the baby?
Yeah, whoever's either having trouble having the baby or the fertility problems, stuff like that. Your grandmother told me to tell you that we're in 2018, right? I have to check my 2018. So she keeps showing me this year and next year. So sometimes the other side will make predictions. She keeps showing me that she said this whole year is going to be prep for next year. So usually when they talk about that stuff to me, that's if you're beginning something this year, whether it's like, I kind of feel like it might be a career change or going back to school to do something different. Like, she's showing me you're doing all the prep work to launch that in 2019. So it's okay if you don't know exactly what that is just yet, but I really do feel like there's some kind of shift in the way you make your money. But it's not going to fully happen until, like, next year. I feel like we have a whole
year
between now and then. But this year, I'm supposed to tell you, was, like, the prep work. So don't get down on yourself if you feel like you haven't been doing enough.
Nothing's
or it's not happening
this year.
Enough,
yeah.
Or, Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, have you been feeling that yet? I know the year is kind of, you know, it just began. But would you understand that
actually,
so far?
I do have something mm-hmm. in the back of my mind that I want to shift at my job in mm-hmm. 2019. And I think I do need to start laying the groundwork this year.
Now for later. Okay. So as long as
yes.
that's good that you know that. So it's just a validation from spirit that you're not doing the wrong thing. But again, I feel like there's also this element of me telling you, like, don't worry if it doesn't happen right away. Like, if you keep hitting hurdles or it's just not progressing, that's
mm-hmm.
not a sign that you shouldn't be doing it. This is just kind of like a slow setup year for like
slow process
groundwork
mm-hmm.
for next year. Exactly. Okay, hold on a second. Now, I don't like to project too much into. Are you cutting me off during? Am I
no,
going
about
over?
Another minute. About another minute.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, thank you. So I'll just tell you this really fast. So your grandmother also showed me something about. She showed me two things. Okay, so she talked about you moving, but I am supposed to tell you that's not happening for a few years. Like she said to me, tell us she's going to move, but not just yet. So I don't know if
okay.
you have any plans or that's also in the back of your mind, but that's not in the
it
next
is.
Years. It's like that's further along, she told me. Like there's other things you have to do first.
Okay.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but she keeps showing me father energy and gray around dad. So for me, that's either someone who's on the other side or someone who's here and is going through some kind of health stuff. Is your dad passed?
Yes, he has.
Dad, okay, so I know we don't have a lot of time to talk to Dad, but just know that your father is stepping forward because I heard Dad. I heard whenever they show me gray, there's someone on the other side, and he said to me to say a name like mine to you. So it's usually a J-O name, so they're like, Joanne, Josephine.
Oh, yes! My mother's name uh-huh. is Joanne. My father used to call her Joe.
Perfect. So just know that that's a hello from your father to your mom. And, of course, to you, too. I think he just didn't want you to get off the phone without dropping in to say hello to you guys. Okay?
Okay. Thank you
all
so
right,
much. Okay,
well, best of luck
Denise.
With everything.
Yeah, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
For
I appreciate
the
it.
Show. All righty.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So let's go on to our next caller. We have Nancy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Nancy?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe. We'll do a little mini reading
Hi, Nancy.
For you.
Another
Hi,
New Yorker.
Joe, how are
Very
you?
Very excited about this.
Yes.
Okay, no offense to the non-New Yorkers. I like you guys, too. Okay, so let me just see who I have stepping forward. Okay, so I'm going to start with, there's a male energy that's stepping forward first on the other side. And your first name is Nancy, right?
Yes.
You said Nancy, okay. He comes through in your generation, so whenever I get someone in your generation, for me, that's always my symbol for, like, either a brother, or I know it's kind of gross that I can do this to, but a spouse, or, like, it would have to be someone in, like, in your peer group or your, like, at your level who's on the other side. He showed me my symbol for when somebody passes either very quickly or very unexpectedly, but the way he's giving it to me is really, like, either he didn't know he was sick or... I get very unexpected with him, but I do feel it's an illness. Like, he showed me the test, so for me it's usually like a sudden heart attack or an embolism or something along those lines. Hold on a second. And he keeps, okay, so this might confuse you a little bit, but he keeps connecting me, like, not in your family, but either, like, through an in-law or, like, if there's a family that you're really close to that you're not blood-related to, but like, they're still family. So he's giving me, like, he's your family, but not blood-related is how he keeps showing it to me. So for me, it's typically an in-law, but it could be, like, if you have a family that you know, you grew up in or you grew up with and, you know, you consider them your own. Would you understand who this is just yet, or do I need to ask him for more?
I mean, I think it's my brother.
Let me just make sure, because he's making me feel like I'm connecting to another family. I don't want to say that it's him just yet. I don't know what this means at all. I don't know if this is going to help you or not. I don't know why I'm supposed to say this, but are you like a big Disney person? Like, I don't know, do you go there a lot? Or you always watch Disney movies? Do you know what the connection to that is?
No.
It's okay to say no. I don't know. He showed me like a whole bunch of Disney characters. Like, first he showed me like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, which I've never actually seen in my life. But then he showed me, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to acknowledge, like, a Disney trip that they're going on and I'm just supposed to bring up. But I am supposed to say that from whoever this man is. Let me ask him for a little bit more because I don't want to say that it's your brother without knowing for sure that it's him.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Where is he? Okay. So I said, Tim, you have to give me something to settle this. So he showed me, he said, the other family I'm talking about, he said they don't live in New York. So do you have in-laws that don't live in New York? Or like, did your brother have any brothers still living?
No, the only my ex-husband, and my son just came back from Florida.
So your ex-husband is in another state?
He's in Florida. Yeah.
I'll take that. So okay, so that's why I'm supposed to.
But everyone, all of my in-laws are are
they're
alive.
They're here. What'd you say?
Yeah, my in-laws are alive. They are here.
That's okay. I think I'm connected with your brother, but he's having me say something about, I think, your ex-husband, because he keeps telling me to talk about, like, the in-law or, like, the family that's out of state. So even though he's your ex, I'll take that.
Yeah, they were close, actually. They were close.
Okay, that makes sense. And would you know who, whenever they show me FR, that's a name like Frank, Francis, Francine, would you know who that is? I don't know if that'd be connected to your ex-husband, to your brother. He just told me to bring up that name. It's okay if you can't place it right now. Just keep it there. I don't think it's someone passed. I think it's someone alive. He's just having me bring up.
One of his very good friends is Frank, so that's the only...
Oh, one of your brother's very good friends?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'll take that. So it's just him acknowledging that he's around him. That's all that is when they bring up names like that. Your brother said something about your... Because I asked him why bring up your ex-husband on the radio. Sorry about that. But he said something to me about him either being around more, or I don't think he's going to, like, move back to where you live or anything like that, but he just said to tell you that his energy is going to be around more. So whenever I said that, either if he's visiting more or if you, like, do you have any contact with him other than with your son?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, for whatever reason, yeah. I kind of feel like that's, like, increasing the frequency either when you talk to him or when you see him. Like, I get him around you more, and I don't get a bad feeling about it at all, to be honest. But I'm just trying to bring that up from your brother. He told me to acknowledge that. And your brother told me to tell you that he's always with your mother. He said, tell her, I'm always with mom. Is your mother here in the physical world?
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't see him, like, there with her. So please let your mother know that your brother's always with her here. You know, he's always visiting with her. He's always around her. And he keeps showing me like a chain or a necklace or like, does your mother have something like that she made with his picture on it or something, or like his name? Like, why does he keep showing me that? But he said it's connected to him.
My dad wears his chain with his football number.
I'll take that. Perfect. So just knowing he's acknowledging
that. Yeah, he never
takes it
off.
Okay, so that's him acknowledging mom and dad. I'll accept that. He also said to me something about telling your mom, he said, tell her that I always hear what she says to me when she asks me for help, when she asks me to be around. I feel like your mom is always talking to your brother. You just have to tell her that your brother hears that, even if she knows that already. You just have to tell her that. Hold on a second.
About 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay. An odd question to end it on, but your brother just told me a floor, and then he completely changed it. So did your parents, I don't know, did they just put a rug down or get a new floor? Do you know anything about that?
Oh, my gosh, remodeling thing.
They
redid all the floors in their house, yeah.
Okay, recently, right?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Perfect. So please know that your brother sees that. It's just to prove to them that this is really him, and it's not just a bad man on the radio telling stuff, okay?
Okay.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped
a little
bit.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
You're very welcome. All righty. Well, I think we have time for maybe one more phone call before we go to break. So let's go to Tiffany calling in from California. Are you with us, Tiffany?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading or did you have a question for us?
I'd love a mini reading or connection, yes.
Okay. Turn you over to Joe.
Okay. All right. You ready, Tiffany? I happen to
like
California
very
much,
too. I'm ready, yes, thank you.
So I have all my favorite states in the house tonight. Okay, so on the other side, let me see. So I have to ask you, actually, I know I have someone stepping forward on the other side, female energy, but they keep talking to me about, like, therapy or counseling or, like, life coaching. Do you do anything like that?
I don't. I'm a nurse, but I feel like I wear that hat sometimes.
I'll take that. Nursing is kind of under the same umbrella, but I think at some point in your life, I know this is so out of the blue, but my guides keep telling me to tell you, like, I think you're going to end up doing some kind of, like, counseling with people, either, again, life coaching or, like, more on the like, you know, psychotherapy side of things. Because you definitely have that energy. They don't say that to just everybody. So it's just something to think about. If you ever need to change a pace or want to do something else, that would definitely be a good path for you to go down. Okay, with that being said, I do have a female energy stepping forward on the other side. I have two of them, actually. One of them comes through with mother energy. So, again, for me, that's like mother. It could be grandmother. But I got to tell you, I get this lady very strong mother energy. So for me, it's usually someone's mom or, like, if there was a grandmother that you were raised by or was always around. Do you understand that?
Grandmother, yes.
Okay, and she keeps showing me the heart, so I just want to make sure, did your grandmother have, like, did she pass from a heart issue, or did she have a heart issue, your grandmother?
You know, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so you just have to ask if
honestly,
you can. You know, after you get off the phone, just check, because this lady keeps telling me she passed from something of the heart.
Okay,
hold on a second. Now, I also brought forward with her another female energy who's the generation below her, so it might be like an aunt or, you know, in that generation, because I don't think it's in yours, but I could be wrong about that. I just know she's younger than your grandmother. And she showed me a ribbon, which is always my symbol for when someone passes from some kind of cancer or, like, could be an incurable disease like a diabetes, lupus, MS, that kind of thing. But she told me, see, now I know you're a nurse, so this might complicate things, but she said something about you took care of her, you helped her out before she passed. Sometimes if there was a patient that stuck out, they could be coming through. But is there anyone in your life that you took care of, like, personally? With that, and I really keep getting more of, like cancer. She keeps showing me that she passed with some kind of cancer. And I think it might be, I don't know if it's, like, pancreatic, or it could be, like, the liver, too. It's something that you don't see, like, as much as, let's say, like, a breast cancer, or it's lower in the body. And she keeps saying something about that you really helped her out, you took care of her. Again, I don't know, I hope it's not a patient, because I'm sure you have tons of people that you take care of, and it might be hard to place that. But I am just supposed to express gratitude from this woman for you helping her out. And I don't know what this is, but she showed me, like, a chessboard, a checkers board, like, board games. She showed me, so do you, like, I don't know, do you ever play board games with someone who is sick, or do you know what that is?
I don't.
It's okay if you can't please right now.
I'm wondering if this is a patient, possibly.
It could. I know, sometimes this happens with nurses, and it drives me crazy because it's so hard to validate, because you really, you know, it depends on how much you know and how much you get to know the people you're taking care of. Either way, I'm sure she gave you enough, because I feel like I'm going back to your grandmother for you to understand who she is. But I'm just supposed to say the message from her really is, like, gratitude, that she's supposed to now, you know, once acknowledge that you helped her out a lot. Okay, so your grandmother, I just got to throw this at you. Something about telling me to tell you that it doesn't matter what anyone thinks about your choices in your life, and, like, you don't need to be accepted by anybody. She said you just have to do what you know is right for yourself. Do you understand what your grandmother's having me say this to you?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm kind of like the black sheep. Well, I don't want to say black sheep, because I'm close with my family, but yeah, I'm kind of like
the different one. I am.
Yeah, the different one.
Don't feel bad. Listen, I talk to dead people, so I'm different in most crowds. I was a little too bad about that. But I do have to say, from your grandmother telling me to repeat to you, like, don't worry about what anyone thinks. You got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I asked her to give me a little bit more information, because I have a funny feeling she knows something and she's not telling me. And your grandmother said something to me about just tell her that I kind of feel like your life right now, I don't mean to sound, like, insulting or anything, but she's giving me a little bit of, like, stale energy, or that things are a little bit, like, the same, or I'm just supposed to say to you that that's not going to last forever, but I kind of feel like in whatever way you decide to change that, and whatever, like, new ventures you take upon, you know, yourself, or new paths that you walk down, you can't let anyone else influence it, because I feel like people just aren't going to get, like, why you're doing it or what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, and I that makes sense to me. If you would say, like, you know, like, you're the one that's different in your family or the people around you. I'm just supposed to bring that up. Now, so you're in California, right? They keep showing me Southern California, where your grandmother does. Is that where you are? Because there's some connection between, this is what she showed me before you answer me. she showed me Southern California, and she talked to me about somebody going to school, like let's say if you're in Southern California, somebody going to school in Northern California, or if you're up there, someone going in the South, but the focus is on, like, Southern California, like L.A., San Diego. Is that where you are?
No, I'm actually I'm in Sacramento, so.
So that's further north, right?
Yes, it's further north, yes.
Okay, so there's some connection to, like, San Diego, L.A., but she keeps showing this to me with school. So I don't know if it'll be one of your children or if there's, like, a niece or nephew in the family, but I keep hearing about someone going to school down there. I don't think it's you, though, because she's not putting it like that, it's your energy. So it's okay if you don't understand that right now, but I feel like I'm supposed to say that because I kind of feel like there's a debate, like they don't know if they want to or if they should or not, but it's supposed to happen.
Okay, all right.
We kind of ran out of time here. We've got to go to commercial break.
Calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All righty. You're very welcome. Sorry to interrupt like that, but we're going to take
a very short
break.
We have a schedule.
And I know, and we've got a bunch of callers waiting. So just for our listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta, but before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Expedia, Home Depot, Old Navy, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Joe Peretta is here with us tonight. We've got time for maybe one or two more phone calls, so let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading would be great. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks. Okay, so let's get started. okay, so I have a male energy stepping forward on the other side first. He comes through with the information that he keeps showing my symbol for when someone passes, like, before their time. So it doesn't have to be someone who's a child, but it could be. But he keeps telling me, like, he passed kind of young. And he showed me a couple of bottles of pills, which is usually my symbol for when someone was either on a lot of medication, like from depression or anxiety or otherwise, or if someone was taking, like, medications that they shouldn't have been, either whether, you know, it's like a drug thing or they were prescribed something and they were taking too much of it. But he keeps showing me that, and I have a funny feeling that has something to do with his passing. I don't know if that's exactly why he passed, but he keeps showing me, like, that this is something to do with him or his wife or why, you know, why he got to the other side. But he also keeps showing me, like, a lifelong struggle with something. So I kind of feel like there might be a depression with this gentleman on the other side, or an anxiety thing, or some kind of... I keep being drawn back to the mental part of things. So there's something there with that. But do you understand who that is just yet, or do I have to ask him for more?
Can you ask some more?
Sure, of course. Okay, hold on a second. He showed me my symbol for when somebody likes to gamble, or liked to gamble when they were here in the physical world. So it doesn't have to be, like, in Vegas or anything. It could be with the buddies, like, playing cards or something, you know, things like that. But he keeps showing me that, and he keeps telling me something about, I think he was a little bit older than you. So I don't think this is somebody, like, younger than you or in your generation. But he still tells me that he passed younger, is what he keeps telling me, that he passed younger. And would you know who, like, I don't know if this is him or if this is somebody else that he's with or here, but he gave me, like, L-O-U. So for me, it's usually, like, Louis, Lucy, Louise, like a name like that. But do you understand who that is? Again, I know it's hard to know. I know who we're talking to just yet, but he keeps giving me, like, Lou, like Louis, Louise, Lucy. He keeps insisting that I say that name. So if you don't remember the rest of the details about him, remember that, because I feel like that's how you'll understand who I'm talking about. But I was asked for a message, and he told me just to... He said he's with whoever that Lou name is, Louis, Louise, Lucy. So that's got to be someone who's on the other side. Again, it's okay if you don't know who that is just yet, but I'm supposed to say that these two are, like, that they're there, that they're reunited. Hold on a second. The only other energy that I have, and I'm just going to rattle this off for the sake of time, I do have a female energy that's crossed over. she showed me something about the breathing. So for me, that would be like someone who had like a lung issue or, you know, again, the breathing issue. But she told me to say thank you for either helping her out or taking care of her. So I don't know if it's like mother, grandmother, if it even could just be a friend you took care of, but I am supposed to know if you helped this lady out. She said to me to bring up, now you're in, where are you calling from again? You're down south?
No, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Pennsylvania. Okay, so do you have a connection to, like, the Carolinas or, like, Georgia? She keeps showing me, like, south. I'm supposed to know south. And I don't know if that's, like, where she lived or it was, like, her family. I'll take Florida, too, but I don't think that's where it is. I think it's more of, like, the Carolinas, like, Georgia. But she keeps showing me that, that I'm supposed to know that that is there a place she lived or there's people there. And she told me to say, like, Mary, Maria, Mary, Marie. Would you understand who that is?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, that was a friend of mine that died very young from cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease.
A lung thing, okay.
So she had a lot of trouble with breathing.
Okay, so please know that she's around you. She is not sick anymore. That's always what they want to say when they bring up illness stuff, is that they've left that stuff in the physical world, and you know, they crossed over and they're fine now. She showed me... I don't know if this is metaphoric, like a metaphorical thing, or real, but she showed me, like, you know when people get those rings and it's like half and half and like once is one and once is the other, when you put them together, like it'll say best friends or something like that. Did you
ever
have anything like, did you have that with her?
No. Uh-uh.
If it's not the physical item, it just might be trying to tell me that you guys were like actually like best friends, or I don't know if that's the type of relationship. If that's not how it was, then there might be some kind of item that like you have that she had. You just have to think about it. Because did you know her from childhood, your friend? She keeps telling me to go back in time. So I don't know if you just knew her for a long time.
Well, I mean, she's been gone since 88. And
she was only
31 when she died.
Okay, so I'll take that, especially because I don't want to date anybody, but I was born in 89, so for me, that's childhood, because it's supposed to, I'll take that.
Right.
She's just having me acknowledge that she's been gone for some time, but even though she's been gone for almost, you know, 30 years, your friend is around you. She told me to acknowledge that you have to know that she's still there. And there's one other thing, I know we're probably running out of time, but she told me, I don't know if you know her family, if this is in her family or if this is in yours, but she had me acknowledge a child with special needs, like that either is on the spectrum or like has like an autism or a learning disability, but it's a little bit more severe than just like being behind on like a reading level or something. Would you understand who that is?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I have a niece that's autistic, but she wouldn't know her.
Well, that's okay. I always tell people, even if they didn't know them in the physical world, they're around you and they know what's going on with you. So it's just so that you know that your friend, Mary, or you know, whatever her name was, is following you and sees what's going on, you know, in your life and your family. So please know she's just acknowledging your niece who has, you said it's autism, right, with your niece?
Okay.
And I just can't sort of validate anything else. And the only thing that she showed me, and then I'll let you go, is she showed me two schools. So I kind of, or like a day program or something. So I kind of feel like maybe she's going to two places, or there's something about deciding like where she should be going, like to school or for like an. There's an education element to it too. So I'm just supposed to acknowledge that because I feel like that's going on right now, like the decision or the two places, like the two schools. So even if you don't know what that is, just get asked because it's just a validation from your friend that she sees you and what's going on in your life. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a very quick question. The gentleman that came through first, was there a message from him?
I just asked him again. He said just to acknowledge again that he just keeps saying, like, Lou, Louis, Louise, like, I'm supposed to acknowledge that he's with that person. So it might not be, I don't know what that would imply, but I'm just supposed to say that that's the reason why he stepped forward, is to acknowledge he's with whoever that is. So I know it might make sense now, but I'm sure it'll connect later. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Kathy,
thank you so much
for calling in. All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we've got time, Joe, for probably just about one more phone call. So let's get to our next caller.
Okay.
I think we have Anju calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Did I say your name correctly?
Perfectly. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit? I'll turn you over to Joe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Anju. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good, good. All right, so let's start. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, so you have quite a bit of energy around you, I have to tell you. Definitely not enough time on the radio to talk to everybody, but whoever I'm connecting to on the other side, I do have a male energy. I know there are a couple of other female energies around me too, but I don't think I'm going to have time to talk to them. But this man is stepping forward, and he keeps talking to me about you having a recent loss, is what he told me to say. So for me, recent is anything within, like, the last 5 years. So I don't want you to tell me too much, but would you understand who he's referencing?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And is that a male energy that passed recently?
Yes, both.
Okay, so it's probably him, because usually when they talk about it, it'll be about their own stuff.
Okay.
Hold on a second. He keeps showing me. I'm having a little bit of trouble, so it might be. You might have both of these energies on the other side. Cause, like, I don't know who I'm talking to, but did you lose a spouse?
No, mother.
Okay,
and father.
Oh, hold on a second. I have the father energy, but I also have someone in your generation. Because I was going to say I have, like, dad energy, and then in your generation. So do you know, like? I'm not sure. I don't know if you, like, lost a brother or I could have been a friend, but I keep getting, like, the dad energy and someone in your generation. So it's okay if you can't place that right now. Again, I know we're limited for time, but I'm supposed to acknowledge that dad is one of the people who passed within the last 5 years?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Your father told me to tell you you have nothing to feel bad about with your parents. Like, you don't have to feel guilty and feel like you didn't do too much. He told me that you're always running through your mind, like, I should have done this, or I could have done that, or I should have been there this day. Or do you understand why Dad's saying that?
Yes.
Okay. Please do not go down that road, because your father's making me feel like that is the one thing that's holding you back from moving past their passing, is because you feel like they, especially with, I keep hearing your dad say this, like, he keeps saying, especially with me, like, it's not your fault that your father passed, and you couldn't have done anything to prevent this, so please don't drive yourself crazy and go over every little detail of your life and, you know, their you know, last years, because it's none of that is your fault. They made me feel like, especially your dad, that you did everything that you possibly could at the time, is what he's telling me. I know we went over this again, but he keeps telling me to acknowledge that the other person that's there in your generation, this guy on the other side has an S name, he told me to say, and I don't know if I know the name, because he just keeps giving me the initials. That's usually a name that I, like, wouldn't know unless they, like, explicitly whispered it in my ear. That's kind of hard for them to do. So I'm just supposed to acknowledge that. And for some reason, this guy, the younger one on the other side, keeps appearing as shorter. Not because he's a kid. I think he was just, like, a shorter guy. And I keep hearing to acknowledge him, that you have to know that he's safe and he's on the other side. Now, your mom told me to say something about telling you not to feel bad about getting rid of her stuff or selling things. Did you get rid of any of mom's stuff yet?
No.
Okay, so I don't know if you've been thinking about it or if someone told you you should, but I'm supposed to tell you you don't have to feel bad about, like, if you have no room and you want to give some stuff away or sell it, whatever it is. You don't have to feel bad about that. Your parents aren't attached to the physical things, houses, clothes, things like that. They're with you and your family, and I feel like that's a big piece that you have to understand in order to realize that your parents are still there and they still love you, because they're making me feel like you're so worried about what you did before they passed and the things that you're doing now, and do they see, and are they happy about this, or are they sad about that, or are they angry with me, and they don't want you to think any of that stuff, because all they want is for you just to know that they're there and that they love you. So please take that message with you tonight after you get off the phone, because I really feel like that's the first step in moving past your grief, or through it, I should say, because they keep making me feel like you know, everyone has different stages that they deal with things and in their own time, and there's no time limit on grief. I know that. But they're making me feel like they want you to move forward with your life, and this, the guilt and, you know, all these mixed emotions are kind of anchoring you and holding you where you are. And if you could let them go, things would come a little bit easier. And they showed me, like, a black cloud. This is what I'm supposed to acknowledge. Your good luck has not been so great the last few years. I want to say, like, the last two. I'm not saying you're doing it to yourself or anything, but sometimes when you're in a negative thought pattern or, you know, you can't move forward, these things continue to happen because, you know, you're you're not putting, like, the positive energy out there. So they just want you really to be happy and to live your life and move forward and do things that make you happy because that makes them happy. You understand why they're saying all this, your parents?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. We're just about out of time. Anju, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Well, once again, we're just about out of time, but I really want to thank our guest.
That hour flies by.
It does. This hour always flies. I want to thank our guest, Joseph Peretta, for joining us this evening. Joe, if our listeners want to reach out to you, the best way is through the website.
Yeah, through my website, joeperetta.com, or psychmediumjoeperetta.com. I'm on Facebook. I think I have a LinkedIn, but I don't check it, so you can find me all over the internet. Google me.
So it's easy to find Joe. I do want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight as well, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member, and you can see all of the great stuff that we participate in. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.